Well, if the weather's bad, we knock them off. But here lately, the economy's so bad that we had to let people go because there's no money there for the construction, the roads, or everything like that. When it picks back up, yes, we rehire them, and we have to sometimes go out of that box and hire new people if the work's out there, which would give jobs to other people that are laid off. I mean, I've had people call and ask for jobs, but we're not hiring right now because of the situation with the money.
Yeah. Does the phone ring every day with job applicants?
I have, let's say, about 4 times a week, maybe, sometimes more, sometimes less. Sure. And I have to be the bad news of bad, you know.
The bearer of bad news.
Yeah, saying, well, we're not hiring right now. The economy's not too good.
Let me ask you something, QC. You're all arguing for the gas tax hike. Gas is, I paid 3.25 last night in Reisterstown. You drive along Route 50, I guess it's 330 something. It's more expensive in some parts of the state, less expensive in others. Why should there be a gas tax increase?
If they are going to put, our roads need help. The roads are really bad. I mean, if they're going to put the money to the roads and get these people jobs, that would be awesome. I mean, I'm sure people wouldn't mind paying the extra to repair and jobs. People need jobs to live, to pay for everything. So, you know, and the medical, everything is, you know, linked up to that job. So I think, sure, they'll fuss, but if they know it's going right to the jobs for the industry, I think it'll just, I think it would be fine.